Well, hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts, and I am, of course, joined, as always, by my lovely bride, Christy. How are you doing today, Christy?
Doing good.
Doing good. Thank you guys so much for jumping in, hanging out with us a little bit to our 7 returning listeners. Welcome back. Hi, hello. Love you. Great to see you, even though we don't really see you. Anyway, if you're a new listener, man, we're so glad you're here. Welcome in. Appreciate it very much. Christy, I really thought I was going to have to do the podcast solo this week.
I was trying to think of somebody to get to come do it with you in case I didn't feel like it. I figured G might would have come over.
Yeah, I was thinking, man, could I do this solo?
Watch out for your link back there.
But if you're watching us on Spotify, Boots, the cat is behind me like messing stuff up. Boots, what are you doing?
I might cheer him on to knock that thing over.
No, we're not going to have a... He's trying to knock my leg lamp down. Talk about a good way to find yourself back at the... at the cat shelter, be to knock the leg lamp down. You know, in all fairness, I never want anything to happen to this lamp, but it does seem, is the phrasing apropos, is that right?
I have no idea.
That the right, I'm not sure that I'm using that the right way. I'm going to have to Google it here in just a second. But it does seem fitting that if it did get broken, it would be right in line with the TV show. The movie.
My thing is this.
And I'm gonna Google that.
This is not apropos. What we were talking about. You were talking about doing a podcast solo. We can get back to that. But my question to you is, why can we leave that up all year long?
Yeah.
But not my Christmas tree.
Well, because
what's
this,
the difference?
Because this is a major award. This is a major award, Christy. That's why we leave the leg lamp up.
I mean, I associate the leg lamp with Christmas.
No, we associate
with the Christmas story, the Christmas movie.
Okay.
I associate that, so I feel like, and that's out for everybody to see. If the blinds are open,
yeah,
then everybody's going to have to see that the whole year long.
Yeah, because these windows here, if you're watching us on Spotify, are right at the front of our house.
And that's why we keep the blinds closed. And so
if we open it up, it would literally be like the movie.
Yeah, I don't understand how you can leave that up.
It's because it's a major award.
I don't see it that way.
No, it is. You got to watch the movie. If you don't believe it, you need to watch the movie.
I don't want to watch the movie. I watch it enough on the day that it comes on all day. So
yeah. Anyway, back we got distracted. Boots distracted us there. Okay, I don't think I'm saying that right. Apropos, it means seasonably arrived, or by way of interjection, further comment with regard to the present topic. Okay, maybe I'm not using that correctly. Anyway, nonetheless, back to what we were talking about before. If you've been sick, and so, yeah, I did think, man, I'm going to have to do the podcast solo if we want to put out a new episode this week. We're on the trek to 100 episodes. This is, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this is going to be episode 90. If I'm not mistaken. Let me see here. Yeah. Maybe it's 89. Maybe we're going into 89. Anyway, we're getting close, though.
I have a question as far as podcasts go, because I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, but... do some people take breaks and do, like, seasons? Like, take a pause?
Some people do, I think.
Why
would they do that?
Why?
Well,
because it is time-consuming, and it is a task to do it each week to think of new things.
Yeah.
But if people listen to podcasts all the time, I wondered if how many podcasts do that, where they take a break and come back and refresh it. Like, I feel like if we took a break, we may not ever come back to it.
I say, of the podcasts that I listen to, now I listen to no podcasts that would interest you at all. Mm-hmm. Wrestling podcasts.
Boring.
Fortnite podcasts.
He's boring.
I
can't believe he's still carrying on.
I listen to, I like the Sandwich and Some Lovin' podcast.
Yeah.
Which I think.
You've told me that's good.
Yeah, that's a lady and her husband, Kelly Raspberry, and her husband, Alan, do a Sandwich and Lovin', Some Lovin' podcast. And, we didn't model anything after them, but our podcast very similar. Like, what they do and what we do, I listened to it one day, and I was like, man, they're taking a lot of ideas from us. Like, they listen to our podcast and do a lot of the stuff that we do. It is really, so anyway, I say all that to say, all of these podcasts that I listen to don't do seasons. But, like, typically shows, podcasts that are like shows or like murder mysteries, oftentimes will have a season and then they'll stop and then they'll do another season.
Yeah. I was just wondering. That's all.
But I don't really know if I know the reason of why.
I mean, I figured some people may do it because it is a lot to do if you have other things to do. But
yeah.
Not us, folks. Lots about something. We're going to try to do it every week, even when we're sick. I do have my pajamas on, for those that are wondering, if you're looking at us on Spotify. But I took off my shirt that goes with my pajama pants, because I didn't know how I'd look on the Spotify with my plaid on. But
yeah, we're going
into rocking some Christmas pajamas I got from
Wesley. So this will be episode 90. I'm just still looking that up.
Okay. My plaid pajamas. I don't know if you can see, Jessica. You probably don't look, but I got my plaid pajamas on I got for Christmas. They're very comfortable.
It's pretty important that you watch Spotify today. Like, we are doing a lot of visual that's audio driven. We've done a lot of visual things.
Yeah. For those that are watching.
Yeah. Some people do watch on Spotify.
We've got to give them a show every now and then.
Oh, okay. Not that good. Okay. All right. Well, hey, listen, let's jump into our first segment here. What's new? Tina, do you have anything new to talk about? Anything you want to share new that's happening in your world?
I don't know.
I've got a couple of things here.
Okay. I'll let you go ahead and take that over.
I got enthralled in a court case over the last part of the week that I did not intend to get caught into, but once I was in, I'm in.
Okay.
It's like the new Johnny Depp thing for me.
Is it celebrities?
No. It is the district attorney of Atlanta. Her name is Fannie Willis. It is confusing, so I'm not going to get into all of it, but essentially they are trying to discredit her and remove her from a court case that is about, it's the RICO trial in Georgia for Trump. So she's it's all about Trump. But basically this is a sub hearing or a sub case about that and trying to discredit her. And man, it's like a soap opera. It's about her hiring her boyfriend, and she paid him more than everybody else, and then they used state money to go on elaborate vacations and trips and things that they called work trips and those kind of things. And I mean, it's been wild, and they've been bringing friends of theirs in to testify against them, and then she came storming into the courtroom. She's not supposed to know anything about what's going on. She comes storming into the courtroom. She's like, I'm gonna testify. So they put her on the stage, and she blew up. She was talking smack to everybody, and then she did so bad they wouldn't let her come back. Like, her lawyers were like, yeah, we can't have her come back because she did so bad. Anyway, I didn't mean to get into it, but once I was in, I was locked in. Thursday, I had it on in my office at work, and then Friday, I had it on at the house all day.
Yeah, I noticed something was on from a courthouse. I cut it off.
And it was interesting.
I cut it off. It wasn't interesting to me.
Yeah, so I've had that going on, the Fannie Willis DA trial. I'm assuming it's going to come back on here in just a little bit. Also, we are coming to the end of a show that we've been watching, Traitors. I believe it has two more episodes.
That's all?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's got a long way to go.
To have as many people it is, I'm surprised it's just two.
So if you're not familiar with Traitors, they put about 20-something reality TV star, celebrities, however you want to label them, into a room or into a castle, and there's three traitors, and the people that are not traitors are trying to figure out who the traitors are, and the traitors are trying to get rid of everybody else. And it's kind of an elaborate, you know, way. Basically, the traitors get rid of one person every day, and then every day everybody decides to try to find one traitor. And then if they don't, they get one or get rid of one their own, and the numbers just dwindle and dwindle and dwindle. And so this has been a good one.
Yeah.
So we've been locked in on that. Have you enjoyed that show?
I like the traitors. I enjoy watching it.
Okay. All right. And you've been sick.
Yeah.
You've been sick. Another thing is, so in my office, at work, I tend to put something on for noise, whether it's a Twitch, you know, something on Twitch, or if it's a YouTube video or something. Just a lot of times it's not anything that I'm even watching. That's how I got suckered into the Fannie Willis trial. I had the Fox News on. I'll have Fox News on or something in the morning time. Well, the other day I got suckered into a Twitch page, and it's a pizza restaurant. And they've got a camera set up in their kitchen. You can't see like into the restaurant, but you can only see the workers. And the workers come by and they'll make pizza, and they will, you know, they'll talk to the camera, and people talk to them about pizza and all this kind of stuff. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting. It got me thinking, though, you know, because they'll talk about all the pizzas and stuff they make. And, you know, most people, I think, in general, like basic pizza. But got me thinking, what are the most popular pizzas that are out there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I did a Google search, and I got this from Easy Cater. Easy Cater, it's actually a company that we've used at the church before. They don't actually do food; they help connect you with people that will do food.
Uh-huh.
So Easy Cater is just kind of like a middleman, kind of a deal. But they did a top 10 pizza list. What do you think's number one?
Pepperoni.
I thought that would be it too. It's cheese.
Oh, cheese.
Cheese pizza was number one. Number two was veggie pizza.
I like a supreme pizza.
I don't think this is supreme though. This has no meat.
Oh.
Like supreme pizza is okay, but this is no meat.
That looks good though.
No pepperoni, no sausage. I'm against it.
Okay.
Number three is pepperoni. That's, I feel like it should be shocking. Way higher.
Yeah.
Pepperoni pizza should be way higher. Again, this is Easy Cater's list. Meat pizza, number four. I love a meat pizza. A meat pizza is delicious. The other day at the church when we were getting ready for football Sunday, we ordered some Little Caesar pizza, which I have been on record stating that Little Caesar, when it's hot, is the best pizza out there. I've been on record saying, I'll stand by it. Better than Papa John's. As hard as it is to say, better than a pan meat lover's Pizza Hut pizza. Little Caesar's. And we had a meat pizza, and it was delicious. So meat pizza's number four.
Do you have any mints in there?
Mints? No, I don't have any mints in there. Margarita pizza? Never had that before.
Okay.
A barbecue chicken pizza. Sounds good. A Hawaiian pizza. Now, I love a Hawaiian pizza. You're going to get a cough drop? Hey, podcast, it's just me. Tina's left us. So I'm just going to talk about pizza. Hawaiian pizza, I don't think gets enough credit. I know that there's people that say that pineapple shouldn't be on a pizza. It should. It belongs there, and I'm sticking to that. I'm sticking to it. Pineapple belongs on pizza. Number eight, buffalo pizza. I'm assuming this is a buffalo chicken pizza. And if you've never had a buffalo chicken pizza, it's delicious. If it's done right, It's absolutely delicious. The first place I ever had a buffalo chicken pizza was at a pool party when Wesley and Jessica lived in their old, old house. So two houses ago. They've lived in a lot of houses. I'm sorry, Jessica. I know that you listen to the podcast. Two houses ago when they had the pool, they did a party, had people over, ordered a buffalo chicken pizza. Absolutely delicious. I loved it. All right, number nine, Supreme Pizza. This is Christy's favorite. Not my favorite, but it is, you know, it's an option. It's when we have to order pizza, this is what Christy gets because, well, it's what Christy wants to get. And then last but certainly not least is The Works. Now, I'm not really sure exactly what the difference is between The Works and a Supreme Pizza, but it's there. Works is there. So to me, The Works and a Supreme Pizza are basically the same. Now, Christy, you just came back. I had zero issue talking about pizza nonstop. It is a subject that I'm passionate about.
That's good.
Yeah.
I felt like you were good. You handled it well.
Yeah, I was doing great.
I mean, you're used to talking, so that's not like
so nothing. Here's what I want to do for you, Tina. I'm going to call out a list of pizza topping. And this, I had ChatGPT. I just asked, give me 25 common pizza toppings that are popular. And it just gave me a list in random order, okay? You're just going to tell me to top it or drop it, all right? You ready?
Okay.
So we're going to top it or drop it. Here we go. Pepperoni.
Top it.
Yeah, samesies. Mushrooms.
Top it.
Yep. Sausage.
Drop it.
Ooh, no. A sausage pizza is really good.
Sausage doesn't do me good after I eat it. It's like, ooh, I shouldn't have eaten that.
Okay. Onions.
Top it.
Yeah. Bacon.
It could be top it or drop it.
Oh, I'm for it. Okay. I actually love it when a pepperoni, sausage, bacon, and ham is all together. Good old meat pizza right there. Okay. Extra cheese.
Top it.
Black olives.
Top it.
Green peppers.
Drop it.
I'm a drop. A drop of green pepper. I don't want any kind of green pepper at all. None. Pineapple.
I could top it.
Yeah. Pineapple. You weren't here when I was talking about it. Hawaiian pizza doesn't get enough credit. Uh-huh. I like a Hawaiian pizza.
I like
pizza.
Pineapple on a pizza.
Ham.
Drop it.
Jalapenos.
Top it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I remember jalapenos on my pizza because when Mom and Gary first got married, this is when I was probably first really introduced to jalapenos. He would order pepperoni and jalapeno pizza. Man, I love that pizza. Mm-hmm. It was so good. I ate it. I got that for a long time. It was my pizza, but then I changed it. All right. Spinach.
Drop it.
Yeah, I'm a dropper. Tomatoes, like little Roma tomatoes.
I drop it.
Well, all of these are the things that you said were on this veggie pizza that you said you wanted.
I'm just
okay.
Telling you.
All right, I'm with ground beef.
Drop it.
Put it on.
Drop it.
I want it. Chicken.
Drop it.
All right, if it's got buffalo sauce on it, I'm for it.
Yeah.
Anchovies.
Drop it.
Drop it. Feta cheese.
I don't know if I like feta.
No, you don't. Drop it.
Okay.
Drop extra it. Garlic.
Top it.
Artichoke hearts.
I've never had an artichoke heart on my pizza.
I don't know that I have either. Salami?
I'm not a real big meat person, so I'd probably drop it.
Okay. Red peppers.
I'll drop it. I don't like peppers.
Pesto.
I don't think I've ever had pesto.
So Mod Pizza, it's a place you go and you kind of build your own pizza. They have a really good pesto sauce. I like it on there. Ricotta cheese. Sun-dried tomatoes.
Nah.
Basil.
I don't think I'd do basil. I mean, I would imagine basil might be in a seasoning.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think this proves something for us, Christy. You and I are matched pretty well in the pizza department. Uh-huh. Only difference is you don't love meat pizza as much as I do, but I love pizza enough to eat Supreme pizza for you.
You were saying I was saying no to my toppings, but I think on a Supreme pizza, I like the onions and the mushrooms.
Yeah, but on the veggie pizza that I showed you earlier, you're like, that looks like, good.
It looked like a Supreme pizza to me.
No, it was all the things well, like that you the said pizza you didn't we go want.
To pizza place we go to in Myrtle Beach has tomatoes.
Was that California pizza?
On their pizza, and I just cut it up smaller pieces because I don't like to eat big tomatoes on my pizza, but.
Is California Pizza like a national chain? I've only ever eaten there. I
mean, there's a couple of them at Myrtle Beach, but.
I mean, not at Pizza Hut. At Myrtle Beach. It's the only place I've ever had it. Yeah. North Myrtle Beach, pretty good little spot. So, all right. Well, it's good to know that we're matched in pizza land. I guess we can continue on in life together, Tina. All right. Something else we got to touch base on is. This past Sunday, we had the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Now, we recorded the podcast on Saturday last week. We're recording it on Sunday this week. But I had you make some predictions about the Super Bowl. And so we're gonna just look and see what you said and compare them to the actual results. Okay?
Okay.
So first and foremost, you said that the Chiefs would win the Super Bowl, and you were correct. It was a great game. What did you think about the game? You know, you are a fantasy football champion, current reigning fantasy football champion. You obviously have made all of these excellent predictions. What was your thoughts about the Super Bowl?
I only watched a minute of it.
You watched more than that because we ate some yummy food together.
The only thing I remember about the game was when the 49ers clotheslined that fella real hard. And I couldn't believe that they allowed it, didn't throw a flag at him.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And then I was kind of done with it. I missed everything.
Yeah. Well, what did you think about the halftime show?
I didn't watch it either.
Okay, all right.
I remember laying in the bed while you were watching it in the living room, living your best life.
Yeah.
Singing all those songs.
Yeah.
And then I got up to put some clothes in the laundry from the wash to the dryer. And the only song I knew that Usher sang came on, and I came dancing in the living room with that song.
Yeah.
That's all I remember of it.
That was probably the best part.
I heard he rollerbladed or roller skated.
Did some roller skating. He kept taking his clothes off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like he started off like with a jacket on, and then he took the jacket off and had like a little midriff shirt on. And then next thing you know, he had on no shirt. And then after that, this girl with a guitar came out, and then he came out with a whole different outfit on. Then Little John showed up, and then Ludacris showed up. Oh, also Jermaine Dupri, which, to be honest, I didn't even recognize Jermaine Dupri. But it was basically a lot of Atlanta artists. A lot of people from Atlanta were represented.
Where was the Super Bowl at?
It was in Las Vegas.
Oh. Maybe that's why people from Las Vegas, NCIS, was on there.
What?
Where was it at?
Las Vegas.
Okay.
What did you just say? There's no Las Vegas NCIS that I know of.
NCIS Hawaii.
Yes, it's not in Las Vegas.
But she was posting stuff.
Oh, that she was there.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yes, that made sense to me.
Yeah, there was a ton of celebrities there. Just, you know, tons and tons and tons of celebrities there. It was a great game. It was the second ever. Here's an interesting. I think I told you this already. It's only the second ever Super Bowl that's gone into overtime. So after regulations, ended in a tie. Now here's something that's really interesting that a lot of people are talking about. The playoff rules are different in overtime than regular season rules. So in regular season, if you get the ball, first person to score wins. In playoffs, both teams get a chance to have the ball. The 49ers didn't know that. And so they chose to keep the ball. they went down and scored a field goal. Kansas City got the ball back, went down and scored a touchdown and won. But 49ers did not know. They've got recordings of the player saying, I didn't know that. I didn't know. And so Patrick Mahomes said, we've been talking about that since training camp. So they were prepared. San Francisco was not prepared.
It's in the script, huh?
But yeah, it's in the script.
Part of the script right there.
In the script. But I'll give you another interesting fact. So there's only been two overtime Super Bowls. Kyle Shanahan, a couple years ago when Atlanta lost to New England, which is still the most heartbreaking sporting event of my life, I believe. It's part of the reason that I have not been able to legitimately be tuned in to professional football since that moment. But nonetheless, he was the offensive coordinator for the Falcons the year that they lost in overtime. And then he was the head coach of the 49ers when they lost in overtime. Uh-huh. So Kyle Shanahan has been on the losing side of both overtime's losses in Super Bowl history.
You don't want to be on his team come Super Bowl time.
No, you don't. I would like to see him win a Super Bowl, though. I like him. I like Kyle Shanahan. I hope he'll get one. So, all right. So that was the Super Bowl. Now, we did a couple of side prop bets, but they're guesses. They're not bets. They're guesses based off of popular prop bets that were happening during the Super Bowl. The Gatorade color. You missed that one.
What was it?
You said red. It was purple.
Purple?
Yep. Grape. Look, that's it right here. It was purple.
Must have been a nasty color. I had to get rid of it.
I believe the year before that it was orange.
Okay.
Year before that. What is your favorite Gatorade color? I get picked on this all the time at work. Orange is, I think, it for me. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite color?
Well, I grew up drinking orange myself because when I was sick, I only drink Gatorade when I'm sick.
I mean, that's
and
valid.
And we need it. So.
That's valid. I don't drink a ton of Gatorade. They make fun of me at the office because they say that orange is only what you drink when you're sick. Mm-hmm. But I like it.
I don't really try different flavors.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, they say blue, but.
The girls like blue.
Yeah. All right. Another prop bet was the national anthem. Did you think it was going to be longer or shorter than a minute and 30 seconds?
I said longer.
You said longer, and you were just barely right.
Oh, yeah?
Reba McEntire, I don't think it was the greatest performance ever, but she was very classy in her performance.
She was Reba.
She was very Reba. She went 1 minute 35 seconds.
I know I was worried about it, listening to her sing.
Yes.
I was thinking, I might lose this, because she was singing it pretty fast. She didn't drag it out like no, Fergie did at the basketball game.
No, she didn't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she did not. Uh-huh. That is true. Uh-huh. So a minute 35 seconds was the was that there. All right. The next thing was the Super Bowl MVP. At first, you said it was going to be Travis Kelce. Actually, the question was, do you think Patrick Mahomes would be the Super Bowl MVP? First, you said no.
Because I didn't realize they were on the same team.
It was going to be Travis Kelce. But then, after some further explanation, you came back and you said you thought that he would be. And you were correct. He was the MVP.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. Kelce did not score. At all.
Does he normally score, though?
He does.
Oh, okay.
But he had a really good game. I think he had 9 catches, maybe 80-something yards. He didn't do a whole lot in the first half, but the second half, he did really well. And there was a lot of controversy about him. And you and I have talked about this, about him getting into the coach's face.
That's what I didn't watch it, but I've just seen so many reels about and memes. What, memes?
Yeah.
About him.
So I listened to him and his brother's podcast this past week. I don't listen to it every week, but I did listen to it specifically this week. And they address it.
Yeah.
And they talk about it. And they do. That is one thing about these two guys is they've been in the news a lot. And they're pretty open about it, like in their podcast and stuff like that. So, you know, his brother basically was like, you shouldn't have done it. It was wrong. But, you know, there was a valid explanation, which is what I felt. I felt like it was the heat of the moment. And I don't think there was anything malice. I don't think there's any malicious intent behind it. That seemed to be the case. Obviously, they could say whatever they wanted to say, twist it however they twisted it. But I didn't see it that way. But there has been a lot of uproar. There has been a lot of uproar about that particular incident in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So, all right, back to this. So, coin toss. Now, coin. This is a tricky one for you because you're half right, half wrong.
Yeah, I didn't realize what I was doing.
What do you mean? You just have to choose heads or tails.
I chose tails.
Yeah, you did choose tails.
I chose tails.
At the beginning of the game, it was heads. Mm-hmm. But when they came back and did overtime, it was tails.
Oh, no, I was wrong then.
You were wrong in the game, but in overtime, you would have been right.
Oh, no, that's not what I was talking about. Okay.
What were you talking about?
When the coin was flipped, I did something. I said something, and I was part right on it, but then part wrong. I don't remember what it was. When they flipped it, I thought I was going to be right. And then they chose to kick or chose to play or something. And I was wrong. And I was like, well, I was wrong on that one. I can't remember what it is.
I can't remember either. All right. Another prop bet that we talked about was the halftime winner. You missed this one. You didn't get this one right. You said Kansas City was going to be winning all the way through the game. That wasn't the case because halfway through the game, 49ers were up 10-3.
Okay. I can't be right at all of them.
Yeah. Okay. And then last but certainly not least, maybe the most important Super Bowl guess that there has been was how many times would we see Taylor Swift? Now, I went back and listened because I couldn't remember what you said. You didn't give an answer. You just said a lot. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to let you be the judge of whether you got this right or not. Okay? So according to CBS Sports, Taylor Swift appeared on camera for a total of 55 seconds during the Super Bowl. And to make up those 55 seconds, she was on camera. She was showed 11 times, which on average meant that she was shown 5 seconds per time. So 55 seconds, 11 times. Would you consider that to be a lot? Now, I've thought about this. The amount of people, companies have paid millions of dollars for 30 seconds, 45 seconds, 60 second spots on the Super Bowl. Millions and millions and millions of dollars just for time to be aired on the Super Bowl. The fact that Taylor Swift got shown for almost a solid minute in consideration of that, do you think that you got this right or not?
Yeah.
I think so too.
I do.
I do think you got it right. Because they showed her, ever so often. Uh-huh. My favorite one was when she had her finger up in the air. She was pointing to number one. And then they showed a picture of Roman Reigns. Because that's his thing, is you point your finger in the air. And you say, he says, acknowledge me. And they had her in the air.
You got to think, if people were watching, you know, the Super Bowl this year. Like, I even, young girl, like teenagers that have loved Taylor and knew that she was going to be there.
My daughter.
You know that they're going to just sit there and watch to see if they show her some.
No, they should have shown her. I mean, from a business standpoint.
If she's there, they might as well show her.
I get from a football standpoint, people being against it. But from a business standpoint, they 100% need to show her. Mm-hmm. They'd be silly not to. NFL's still a business, regardless of what it is.
Well, and her boyfriend was playing too.
Yeah.
You know, be the Super Bowl to talk about for years to come.
Yeah. So anyway, well, Tina, do you have a wow for us today? Even in your sickness, do you have something inspirational? I thought about this the other day, last week actually. Wow stands for word of wisdom. Mm-hmm. I think we've gotten so used to saying wow that maybe there's a new listener and they're like, what does wow mean? It's words of wisdom. I wonder if we should call it wow, T-Wow, Tina's words of wisdom.
Well, I mean, it's just coming from the Bible.
Okay.
I'm not really wise in it, but that's where I'm getting it from.
Okay. Well, there you go.
No better place to get it than
a Bible. Hey, that's wise. That's T-Wow right there within itself.
Well, I'm going to start at Proverbs today in chapter 4, verse 26 and 27. It says, carefully consider your path for your feet, and all your ways will be established. Don't turn to the left or to the right. Keep your feet away from evil. Proverbs 4, 26 to 27. So it's just, you know, just watch where you're going. I mean, your feet take you places, you know. And so, to me, be kind of smart in which way you're going. You know, if you know that you're going to do something wrong if you go this way, then you might as well keep your feet on that path of the straight and the narrow and not wander down avenues and such paths that you shouldn't be going to. It might get you in some trouble.
You know, Christy, I was thinking about this the other day in my Bible reading. I've been reading, I don't have an explanation for this, but I've been reading through the Gospels backwards. But normally you would read them, if you read them in order, you'd read them Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Well, I read John, now I'm reading Luke, and then I guess I'm going to read Mark, and then I guess I'll read Matthew. I don't really have an explanation for that, but that's what's happening. But I noticed this the other day. In the teachings of Paul and even Jesus, they spent a lot of time talking about doing what's right, mm-hmm. doing right things. I mean, part of the whole message of Paul, you know, I've read the last several months, I've read through the New Testament, but I mean, it's all about doing what's right. Even in the Old Testament, you know, it talks about doing right things, doing God honoring things. And I think, just to explain, when I say do right things, it means do the things that God would want us to do that wouldn't be against God's will or his purpose. So, like, to me, that is the right thing. So, you know, they spend so much time, and I always think, you know, today is such an evil time, but really, really doing what's right has been the central theme of living a God-honoring life for all time. Like, it didn't just start now. There hadn't been this cry for people to live right, to live God-honoring now. It's been happening since, you know, at least since the Bible has been penned. And so, I don't know why I thought that, but your devotion reminded me of me thinking through that just the other day. Just, man, that has been the cry of the Lord. I mean, the cry of the Father since the beginning of time is, live your life in alignment with me. Choose right things. Keep your feet from doing evil. And it's not always easy. And we're not perfect. Mm-hmm. But I think it should be our heart. It should be the goal of our life.
Something we should strive for. It's something to strive to do. A lot of times our self gets in the way. We talk about it quite a bit. Our self wants to do things all the time that, you know, God does not want us to do. I'm not even going down that rabbit hole today, but if we could just deny ourselves sometimes and think, let me stay on this path, let me keep my feet from going, you know, over here or wherever. Just do what's right instead of what's wrong.
Yeah, one of our
and you kind of know what's right and what's, you know what's right in your eyes and God's eyes, you know what's wrong. And so a lot of people are swayed to do what's wrong because it's a temporary pleasure, a temporary enjoyment at that time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Did I tell you about my, I talked about this last week, about the Crystal Burger thing.
Yeah.
I talked about that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the greatest, for me, I can't speak for anybody else, my greatest enemy isn't the devil, it's my selfishness. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, obviously the devil is a powerful force. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to deny that. But the God that lives in me is greater than him. But too many times, my greatest enemy is not the devil. It is me and my selfishness and what my selfishness wants and choosing selfish, choosing my selfish desires over what God wants. That's my greatest, I mean, that's my greatest struggle is that within itself. And so, you know, that strive to keep your feet from evil, to continue to be led by the Spirit, to, you know, to live in a God-honoring life, is, you know, that is the goal of being a Christian.
Well, I mean, and I guess the way I look at things is, it's your 2 feet. You take your feet where you want it to go. And so if you know that you're going to go down this path that's going to lead you to do something that you shouldn't do, it's your feet taking it. I mean, yeah. You know, are you going to choose yourself, you know, your self-minded self to take you down that path? Are you going to say, nope, God does not want me to do this. I am not doing that today. And you literally have to make yourself go in the way that a lot of people probably wouldn't want to go.
Well, I think you have to also, another thing that you have to do is, you know, you have to be, God has to be present in your life for him to lead your life. Mm-hmm. You know, God obviously can do whatever he wants to do, but he also is not, he doesn't force himself on mankind. He wants mankind to recognize a need for him and choose him. That's where free will, every man has a free will. You know, some people believe that it's all predetermined, but I mean, that's not what scripture tells us. He wants us to choose him. He's chosen us. He wants us to choose him back. But at the end of the day, we've got to choose, in order to choose him, he's got to be a part of our life. And if I'm ever going to fight selfish nature in me, I have to replace it with God nature, with God things. I'll never forget my Bible teacher one time told me, the way he described it, I described it a little bit different. I'll describe it the way he described it was, he said, imagine two dogs fighting each other. I don't know why it's dogs. I think when I say it now, I'd say two men, but I don't want it to be like a Michael Vick thing. But anyway, this is the way the Bible teacher described it. He said, imagine two dogs fighting each other. He said, which dog is going to win? He said, obviously the one that you feed more. He said, because if you don't feed one and not the other, then one's going to become weaker and one's going to become stronger. If you feed them both, then they're constantly going to gnaw at each other. But you have to, if you'll deny one and make one, but give all your, you know, all your attention to the other, then the one will die and the other one will grow. And that's true either way. If I feed my selfish nature, then my spirit man dies. But if I feed my spirit nature, then my selfish man, you know, my selfish man gets weaker. And so, you know, I've got to choose which one I want to feed. And so I do that by reading the Bible, going to church, praying, being in small groups. You know, that's why, like, even my video game small group that I do, I tell people that, and they, you know, sometimes people will laugh because they're like, "You're in a video game small group," kind of joke about it. But I think it's really, like, it feels very important to me to meet with guys and, you know, discuss the Bible, pray for one another, and then spend time with each other. That's very important. And so that's important for all of us. That's not just a me thing. That's an everybody thing. So anyway, good wow for today. Anything else you got for us?
No.
You ready for your solo?
Huh?
Huh? Just kidding.
Not today.
All right, guys. Well, hey, thank y'all so much for jumping in. That's about all we have for you today. We appreciate you hanging out with us a little bit today on the podcast. If you made it this far, thank you. We appreciate it greatly. Love for you to follow us on social medias. You can do that by checking out the Lots About Something Instagram page or the Lots About Something TikTok page. Follow us there. It'd be great. Or if you could always just hit the follow link in whatever platform that you're listening, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube Music, because Google Podcast is going away. So, anywho, I gotta get used to saying that. Well, guys, thank you again for being here. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. We'll look forward to seeing you again next time. Until then.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.